Which way were we going?
Okay. We follow her.
Let's go. Okay.
So now we're walking our transect. You can see there's another bag over there. That's where we sampled before. And now we're going to grab this bag and go to the next point. Point.
So you just lay the little circle down and that's your spot.
Okay, so now I'm taking a photo of this quadrant, and once we go back we can match the coordinates with the photo so we know where we have visited and what the plants look like with the surrounding environment.
And then what I do is I do the grasses.
Alfalfa, tall fescue, male brome, orchard grass, dandelion, and white clover. And I'll say alfalfa is 60%, grasses 10%. The clover and the dandelion are like 5%, and litter 3% from what we can see.
Now I'm going to insert the soil moisture sensor to get moisture reading. So in this type of environment, moisture really makes a huge difference. That's why you can see in irrigated field and non-irrigated field, the productivity is so different. But sometimes it's hard to capture that within the model because we don't have very fine resolution management data in general. We might have climate data, soil data, or other type of remote sensing data at fine resolution, but not the individual pastures and how they're irrigated.
Now we're gonna take soil temp with our very elegant KitchenAid. And then the fun part begins.
And the fun part is?
Cutting the biomass, cutting the plants. It was fun at the beginning, now our hands are a little tired.
Just like that, it's all done.
It's all done. We move to the harder spots.